Hey friends, it's Katie. News recently broke that Shopify was closing Handshake, its wholesale sales platform. And a few minutes later, Shopify announced that it was investing as a shareholder in Fair and that their partnership would be expanding. Today's episode is bringing you the news mixed in with a few of my thoughts on the topic. I will be doing a deeper analysis and sharing more of the research that I've done inside of our labs program. So definitely look for that if you're one of our labs members. And if you're not, check our show notes because there's a link to join there. As you listen today, please keep in mind that I have zero ties to Shopify or Fair, other than I coach thousands of people who use both platforms daily. The opinions expressed today are mine, based off of information that I've read in the news, the press releases, research I've conducted, and my general thoughts as someone entrenched in the wholesale world for the last 15 years. Before we jump in, today's episode is brought to you by our free on-demand wholesale audio series. Many brands jump into selling wholesale before they are ready, and I was one of them. My products were priced too high, I didn't have SKU numbers, and my wholesale terms and conditions were non-existent. And I know that I wasn't the only one. If this is you, it's not your fault, but we do have answers that can help you avoid these same pitfalls and mistakes that I made when I was starting up. Our free wholesale audio series can be accessed at proof2product.com/privatepod. You can binge it in less than an hour, and it will provide you with concrete action steps to simplify your wholesale revenue. So get access to that at proof2product.com/privatepod. I'm Katie Hunt, wholesale expert, business strategist, and mom of four. I'm also the host of the Proof to Product podcast. Since 2011, I've coached thousands of brands whose products can be found on the shelves of indie shops and big box stores all around the world. If you are a creative entrepreneur that makes and sells physical goods, you're in the right place. Here on Proof to Product, you'll learn new strategies for product development, sales, marketing, and more. It's like your weekly dose of business school, and we're going to help you confidently grow your revenue in your own way and at your own pace. So let's get started. All right. In case you missed it, Shopify and Fair have expanded their partnership, and Shopify has invested in Fair as a shareholder. This news broke on September 27th, and I'm recording this episode on Thursday, September 28th. So I dug for details over the last day about the details of the deal, but both companies have declined to disclose how much money changed hands and how big of a shareholder stake Shopify now has in Fair. But I will say the partnership of these two online platforms is big news. The partnership brings together two category leaders in retail and wholesale commerce spaces, Fair leading the wholesale B2B space and Shopify leading the retail direct-to-consumer space. Shopify signing on as a shareholder of Fair means that they will have a say in the future direction and decisions that are made at Fair. They will have a seat at the table. It also means that Fair is now the recommended wholesale marketplace for Shopify users, for both buyers and sellers. And from a business standpoint, I understand why Shopify would let go of Handshake and create stronger ties with Fair. Why invest the time, resources, and energy into maintaining and managing a competing product like Handshake when Fair already holds the greater market share? And based on what I hear from my clients and community members, they've received far more orders through Fair than they have previously through Handshake. The collaboration will also establish Shopify Point of Sale as the preferred provider for Fair. I'm not sure what this means exactly on the technological side, but I suspect that we will see enhancements made to the inventory, product, and order integrations that currently exist between Shopify and Fair, but that's just a speculation. The press release that was jointly issued by Fair and Shopify highlighted four key features that will roll out in the coming months to, quote, allow businesses to grow and manage their B2B offerings across Fair and Shopify. Two of the bullet points are aimed at shop owners who use the Shopify POS system in store, and two are aimed at the brands that sell on Fair. So let's go through them one by one. Let's start with the merchants. Shop owners will now have access to a new Fair buyer app that integrates with their Shopify POS, and the press release says this will make it easier for them to reorder from brands on Fair, and it will have enhanced inventory management solutions that will sync Fair orders to their Shopify POS. Now, when I was reading this, I'm not familiar with the Shopify POS integrations with Fair, so I don't know if this is something that was already established and they're just improving upon it, or if this is a brand new feature that they're rolling out. The next bullet mentions that new merchants using Shopify will be able to immediately source inventory from more than 100,000 brands on Fair. That's a direct quote. I'm curious how this is a new feature because shop owners can currently source these products directly on Fair. And so I'm unclear how this will make the process easier or faster for the shop owners. Reading this bullet point, I also had questions about the retailer vetting process. Will Fair be checking resale certificates or ensuring that qualified resellers are on the platform? Or will anyone with a Shopify POS account be eligible for a buyer account at Fair? I have some questions around this, and I'll be curious to see how it unfolds. Now, on the brand side of things, they are saying that brands on Shopify will be able to, quote, simplify their wholesale distribution by selling through Fair. I know that there's quite a bit of overlap in the customers that are selling on Fair and the customers that are also selling on Shopify. And I'm curious how this will roll out and what it means in practice. Because historically, Fair has limited the number of sellers in different product categories, citing that they didn't want to oversaturate in certain markets. So I'm curious if this partnership will open the gates for anyone who has a Shopify account to then sell on Fair if they're not already selling on Fair. I don't know the answer to this, so again, I'm waiting for more information. And lastly, brands on Shopify will be able to add a free Fair-powered stockist map on their e-commerce website to help consumers shop their products locally. This is a helpful perk, assuming that brands will be able to adjust settings and customize the map to their needs. So for example, many of the smaller independent wholesalers that we work with will keep their stockist list up to date for the last 12 to 18 months, meaning if someone hasn't ordered in the last 12 to 18 months, they will remove them from their list of stockists on their website if they haven't received something. Larger brands may adjust more frequently. Maybe they have a smaller window in that they update their stockist list. So this isn't an area. Having this map could be really cool, and having it automated would be even better. But this is something that people would want to be able to customize because it's not a one-size-fits-all solution. So I'll be curious to see what they do there too. So what are my thoughts on all of this? To be honest, I'm not sure. The news broke yesterday. There's still not a lot of information available. It's vague at best online. I think there's a lot of questions circulating and not a lot of answers. The press release that was jointly issued by Shopify and Fair seemed to be more of an educational piece about their individual business models, how they're rolling out new features, and that I will say too, some of these features don't necessarily feel new. It maybe feels a little more repackaged or enhanced, but I don't know that they're all brand new. But the press release also talked about how they're excited to endorse one another. So again, Shopify being this leader in the direct-to-consumer e-commerce space and Fair being a leader in the B2B space and them endorsing one another for the other. So on one hand, I think stronger integrations between the two platforms would make life easier for the brands and the sellers that are selling on both of these platforms or buying on both of these platforms. And I don't have data points, but again, I'm sure the overlap in customer bases is quite high between the two platforms. On the other hand, these are two tech giants who have captured significant market share over the last few years, and consolidated power like this in any industry does cause me concern. At this point, with the limited information available, it's hard to know how this will impact buyers and sellers on Fair and Shopify, and I'm unclear on what the effects will be to your business. And I also have a lot of questions. Things like, will Fair be an open market, or will they maintain requirements about who can buy and sell on the platform? What does this mean for the folks that have their own Shopify wholesale sites on their own domain? Will Shopify discontinue the use of wholesale apps on their site and prevent brands from running wholesale orders through their own sites where they have more control? I'm not sure. I'm also curious what this means for the commission structure. We know that Fair's revenue comes from commission fees on transactions completed through its platform. So will brands selling wholesale through their private Shopify site be forced to pay Fair commissions on those orders? I can't imagine how they would charge for that, but I just don't know the answer here. I'm also curious if this is more of a partnership based on technological ease and integration enhancements, or if they're looking to expand the cross-selling opportunities between the two audiences. And it's probably a combination of the both. And while this isn't a question, it does make me uneasy that two online e-commerce platforms with such large market share are joining forces and partnering in different ways. I'll be really curious to see how this unfolds. In terms of my recommendations to makers in our community who utilize these platforms, again, it's pretty early to make these types of strategic recommendations to you, but I do want to remind you of a few things. Remember that Fair and Shopify are tools. They are two of the many tools available to you in your business toolbox. Just like your email service provider, your inventory management systems, your shipping solutions, CRMs, etc. We need to leverage these tools for the benefits that they offer, but we also don't want to become so reliant on them that we have all of our eggs in one basket. In addition, stay alert and pay attention to what's going on in the marketplace. Listen to the announcements being made and pay attention to the changes that are happening. I'm not suggesting that you change your entire business practice or your business model to adapt to someone else's algorithms or rules, but rather I want you to stay informed so that you can make the best decisions for your business. And lastly, I want to address that change is inevitable, especially in business, and I'm hopeful that we'll receive additional updates and feature announcements as this partnership continues to develop. If you're in our labs community, we're going to continue the conversation about this in there. I'll update you with new information as this develops and as I learn more. We've already had some really great conversations in there already. So I also have some interesting data points and opinions to share about market share and valuation of these two companies, but again, I'll dive deeper into this in our labs community. If you're not in labs, request your invitation to join our membership community at proof2product.com/labs. And if you found today's episode helpful, please share it with a friend that would benefit and leave us a 5-star rating and write a review. Your reviews tell the podcast feed that our show is worth promoting to new listeners. Plus, it makes us feel good to know that this labor of love is making such a positive impact in your life and your business. You can leave that rating and review at ratethispodcast.com/PTP for Proof to Product. Again, that's ratethispodcast.com/PTP. You'll be able to select your favorite podcast player and leave your review there. All right, thanks for listening until the end. I'll be back next week with a new episode.